to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
And welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show right here on the True Talk Radio Network. It is an absolute pleasure to be here with you. And I know that you're happy to be here with me. So as long as we're all happy, I'm glad we're here. There is so much to talk about. And of course, you could get in on the conversation. You could do that by simply calling 1-877-669-1292. That's 1-877-669-1292. It's the number to call to get in on the conversation here on the Howie Silbiger Show. The Western media has been blaming Israel yet again for breaking the ceasefire with Hamas. I don't know how you have a ceasefire with a terrorist organization that's holding hostages. It doesn't make sense to me. The fact that they're holding hostages, the fact that they're torturing and killing hostages, means that they're still firing. It's not really a ceasefire. So you see, all these ceasefires with Israel and the Arabs have always been one-sided. It's always been Israel stop firing, the Arabs could do whatever they want. Israel stop firing, the Arabs could kill you. Israel stop firing, the Arabs could kill you. And Israel's just kind of tired of being killed all the time. I don't blame them. Nobody wants to be the victim every single time. Nobody wants to be the victim all the time. And so after October 7th and the massacre that happened on October 7th and the vile reaction of the world for Israel trying to wipe out Hamas in Gaza, Israel has finally given up. They've given up trying to appease anyone and basically said, look, if you're going to hate us, you might as well hate us for good reason. And if you're going to hate us for good reason, you might as well hate us for getting rid of our enemies, for destroying a terrorist organization. And so now I don't think they really care too much about what the world is thinking. I think their main goal is now to either save the hostages that are left, I don't know how many are still alive, and eradicate Hamas entirely from Gaza, so that Gaza is no longer a threat to Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, released a video, a comment just a couple of hours ago. I wanted to share it with you here. This is a video comment from Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas is responsible for this war. It invaded our towns, murdered our people, raped our women, and kidnapped our loved ones. Hamas refused offer after offer to release our hostages. In the past 2 weeks, Israel did not initiate any military action in the hope that Hamas would change course. Well, that didn't happen. While Israel accepted the offer of President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, Hamas flatly refused to do so. And this is why I authorized yesterday the renewal of military action against Hamas. Israel does not target Palestinian civilians. We target Hamas terrorists. And when these terrorists embed themselves in civilian areas, when they use civilians as human shields, they're the ones who are responsible for all unintended casualties. Palestinian civilians should avoid any contact with Hamas terrorists. And I call on the people of Gaza, get out of harm's way, move to safer areas. Because every civilian casualty is a tragedy. And every civilian casualty is the fault of Hamas. I thank President Trump for his unwavering support for Israel. Our alliance with the United States has never been stronger. To those who criticize Israel, I ask, what would you do if terrorists murdered and kidnapped your children? You would do what we are doing. In the face of pure evil, free societies have no choice but to fight. So I want to assure all our friends around the world, Israel will fight and Israel will win. We will bring our people home and we will destroy Hamas. We will not relent until we achieve all these vital goals. And we will not rest until we give our country a future of peace, prosperity, and hope.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. This is the speech that he should have given right after October 7th. This is the speech he should have given instead of bowing and negotiating with terrorists. It's easy to take the high ground now. The truth is that I've stated this many times. I strongly believe that it's time for Bibi Netanyahu to go as Prime Minister of Israel. That was a very strong statement. We'll fight by fire. We will return the hostages. We'll eradicate Hamas. The only negotiations we're doing now is negotiations under fire. Strong words. And strong words is what we need and what people want to hear. But strong actions count more. Israel is resuming the war in the Hamas land, resuming the war in Gaza. And thank God, it's time to rid Gaza of the radical element that has been fighting Israel for decades. It's time to rid Gaza of the element that is putting Jewish lives at danger. It's time. I don't know why we waited this long. Bombs were falling on the heads of Jews in southern Israel for decades. The Israeli government did nothing to try to save them. Now it's time. It's not time to think about what the world thinks. Not time to think about what the UN thinks. Not time to think about the condemnations that Israel's facing for defending themselves. It's not time to pay attention to any of that. Right now, it's time to take care of the problem. And as the Prime Minister said, for those of you who are opposed to Israel taking care of Hamas, taking on Hamas in Gaza, what would you do if it was your children? What would you do if your children were murdered, massacred, killed in front of their parents? What would you do if your babies were thrown into ovens? What would you do if your people were desecrated, raped, beheaded? Would you sit on your laurels and do nothing? I really don't believe you would. If you're responsible for a whole country, then it's your responsibility to take care of your country. There was a big failure on October 7th. A big military failure, a big intelligence failure. And that has to be addressed eventually in Israel. It's going to be a very tough conversation when they finally get to it. But right now, the sole goal right now is to eradicate Hamas, eliminate it from the earth, get rid of the terrorists that want to kill Jews. And once you're finished in Israel and getting rid of the terrorists in Gaza, start in North America and Europe. It's time to get rid of Jew hatred. It's time to get rid of the people who perpetrate Jew hatred, the people who promote Jew hatred. It's time. Canada has started that task, and they've gotten rid of Justin Trudeau, who was a Hamas supporter. Very happy to hear that Justin Trudeau finally resigned his position as prime minister, replaced with an unelected prime minister, Mark Carney, who has no experience in politics, which could work or not work for the country. There will be an election in Canada soon, and I'm fairly confident that the Conservative Party is going to get a majority government, and Pierre Poilievre will be the next prime minister of Canada. And I hope that the next prime minister, the next real prime minister of Canada, will act like a prime minister and will look out for the best interest of all the citizens of Canada. The Jewish community has been constantly under attack. Week after week, pro-Hamas terrorist supporters have marched in the streets of Montreal and of Toronto, have stood and called for the genocide of the Jewish people. It's time that a government stood up and said this is not acceptable behavior in Canada or anywhere. It's time that a government got up and said, hey, if you're here on a student visa and you're standing and calling for the murder of Canadians, it's time for you to go. If you're here on a work visa, time for you to go. If you're here on a visitor's visa, time for you to go. You're not welcome in our country. You're not welcome here if you want to hurt other people. I think it's time for a government to stand up and be ready to fight for their citizens. Be ready to take out the garbage. Be ready and willing to say everybody is equal. And while we stand against hatred of all kinds, we also stand against hatred of the Jewish people. Justin Trudeau wasn't ready to do that. And his MPs, the MPs of the Liberal Party, the Jewish ones included, weren't ready to do that either. It's good that Justin Trudeau is gone. It's good that the Liberal Party is going to lose the next election. I can't imagine they're going to win. Although things might have changed a little bit in the polls, polls don't tell the true story. The only poll that matters is the poll on election day. I'll be very happy if the conservatives win and the Liberals lose. Not because I'm a big conservative supporter. I'm really not really a supporter of either party in Canada. But I really believe that the Liberal Party works strongly against the Jewish people, that the Liberal Party was adamantly anti-Jewish and still is. It's hard to understand how that works. It really is. When you think about it, wokeism, which is what the Liberal Party lives under, wokeism should be way right behind the Jewish people, should be supporting the Jewish cause for sure. Jews have been victims for centuries. Jews are victims of hate crimes. In fact, in Canada, the majority of hate crimes that happen in Canada are against the Jewish community, at least in the last year or so. So wokeism should be, Jews should be the darling of wokeism. Wokeism should be focusing on Jews. Yet it doesn't. And it's interesting that it doesn't. What makes it interesting is the fact that although wokeism demands a hierarchy of suffering, a hierarchy of victimhood, and the higher you are in that hierarchy of victimhood, the more important you are, and the more honor you get. It's interesting that they don't want to label things, but they label everything. They want to be totally inclusive unless it has to do with the Jews. Then they're 100% exclusive. It's magic. It's amazing. It's amazing how that works. I'm still trying to figure it out. I still don't understand the rules. And if anyone could explain them to me, you can give me a call. 1-877-669-1292. I'd love to hear the rules of wokeism and how they don't apply to Judaism and why they don't apply to Judaism. It doesn't even make sense to me. But we watch time and time again as the wokies are the ones who are causing the trouble for the Jewish communities. They're the ones vandalizing buildings. They're the ones screaming and yelling in front of synagogues. They're the ones protesting Judaism. And why are they protesting Judaism? Could anyone explain this to me? Why are synagogues targets? If I have a problem with the United States of America, and I don't like something the U.S. is doing, I don't like some policy they're doing, I don't like the fact that they're bombing Afghanistan or wherever, then my protest would be with the U.S. government. My protest would be in front of the U.S. embassy or consulate. My protest would be boycotting U.S. goods for whatever reason. The boycotts don't really work, but whatever floats your boat. That would be my protest. I wouldn't attack individual U.S. citizens on the street because doing so would make me a terrorist. That is what terrorists do. They attack civilians to make political points. They attack civilians to try to pressure government into reacting in a certain way. That's what terrorists do. They target civilians. So I would be a terrorist if I was targeting U.S. civilians, trying to get the U.S. government to change a policy. That would be terrorism. Freedom fighting is totally different than that. Freedom fighting would be being oppressed in a country and then attacking the government, trying to free myself from that government. That would be freedom fighting. That wouldn't be terrorism, but I wouldn't be targeting civilians. So when you target civilians for a political purpose, that's terrorism. That's the definition of terrorism. And so I wouldn't be attacking U.S. civilians if I had a policy, a disagreement with the U.S. I would be attacking U.S. government and U.S. government policies. I'd be screaming and yelling in front of the embassy, screaming at the ambassador, trying to convince the ambassador to speak to the president and to try to change whatever I disagreed with. It's It's not what's happening when it comes to Israel and the rest of the world. The Jewish communities around the world have been attacked. Synagogues have been attacked in Australia. Synagogues have been lit on fire with worshippers still inside. How's that possible? Why are Jews being attacked because people disagree with the policies of the State of Israel? State of Israel isn't inherently Jewish. So why would the Jewish people be under attack? Why would Jewish schools be shot up? Why would synagogues be set on fire and desecrated? It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. If you're one of those people who believe that there's some kind of logic behind this, give me a call. 1-877-669-1292. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this because it doesn't make sense to me. It's totally nonsensical. But moving along, look, a government has a job, and their job is to protect all their citizens. Their job is to make sure that the citizens, no matter if their race, creed, color, religion, are all safe. And when the government's the one that's persecuting their citizens, when the government's the one that's allowing these kind of attacks on their communities, then we have a huge problem. And that's really what happened with the Liberal Party, is that they allowed the kind of hate speech they would stop if it was against any other minority to occur against Jewish people. So if you listen to what is being yelled at these pro-Hamas rallies, if you listen to the words being used, and when we just change one word or two words, you will see exactly what I mean. So if I'm sitting there and I'm yelling, globalize the Intifada, and we know that the Intifada is the indiscriminate attack on Jewish people, not necessarily Israeli people, on Jewish people, because during the Intifada, they attacked Israelis in the streets, but they also attacked Jews in Paris, and they attacked people on airplanes, and they attacked a cruise ship, the Achilles Laurel. So the Intifada was expanded. It wasn't localized to Israel. It wasn't localized to attacking Israelis. So when they say globalize the Intifada, what they're saying is Jews cannot be safe anywhere in the world. That's what they're saying. And the Canadian government and the Canadian government has allowed this kind of the talk to happen over and over and over again at these pro-Hamas rallies. It's absolutely infuriatingly scary. I'm infuriated and I'm scared at the same time that a government would allow that to happen. When they yell, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, they are referring to the annihilation of Israel, the destruction and the annihilation of Israel. Israel, an allied country, a Canadian ally, Israel, a country that was recognized by the United Nations, a UN-recognized country. They're yelling for the destruction of a country and the annihilation of the people inside that country. It's not much different than Nasser in the 1970s and the early 80s yelling, throw the Jews into the sea. It's almost the same chant. Where are the Jews supposed to go in Israel? 6 million Jews, where are they supposed to go? Oh, I know. Because when they say burn the Jews, as they did at a rally in England, and as they did at a rally in Australia, when they say Hitler didn't finish the job, when they say burn, put the Jews in the oven, burn them, we know exactly where they want the Jews of Israel to go. I learned a long time ago that when my neighbor says, I want to burn you in an oven, when my neighbor says, I want to kill you, when my neighbor says, I want to decapitate you, when my neighbor says that every rock in the world will yell out that there's a Jew hiding behind it, and it's your job to go and kill that Jew, as it says in the Hamas Charter, quoting a hadith from the Quran, my neighbor's so clear what they want to do to me. My enemy tells me that cutting your head off would bring me great joy. There's not much left for interpretation. I tend to believe him. And I think we should all take it seriously. I think we shouldn't be sitting on our laurels and believing that this is going to change. I don't really think that this attitude is going to change. And I don't think any negotiation, I don't think any re-education program is going to change the fact that people want Jews dead. And it's not only the Arabs who are yelling, kill the Jews. Because every single time the words kill the Jews, burn the Jews, from the river to the sea, globalized the Intifada are chanted unchallenged by anybody, then it's every single person who is supporting this philosophy. Every single person who's not a decent person, who doesn't get up and yell, no, not in my name. Stop that. That is not correct. Every single person who stays silent is an aider and abettor to the people who want to murder Jews. Every single person who says nothing and who allows this to continue is an aider and abettor, as guilty as the person who wants to kill Jews. One's left to wonder at the end, why are Jews still sitting in this country? Why haven't Jews fled to Israel? Why are they still here? It's a good question. Not a question I could answer, unfortunately, but a darn good question. It's very sad that everywhere Jews go, they outlive their welcome fairly quickly. It's fairly sad that Jew hatred continues centuries and centuries and centuries. It's unbelievably sad. I'm Howie Silberger. Thank you for joining me. I will see you again next show. I do appreciate you being here. If you want to reach me, you could email me, howie@truetalkradio.com. Check out the True Talk Radio app. You can hear 24 hours of True Talk Radio. And, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast from your favorite subscription services. Till next time, have a great night. I'm Howie Silberger. It's the Howie Silberger Show on the True Talk Radio Network.